Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Heard about it. If you haven't been paying attention, New York crushing this guy, the national media crushing this guy as a playoff choker. And that's what I want to start off today. It's not baseball specific. It's not a certain sport. It's all encompassing. Exercising playoff demons. I love that Aaron Judge was able to do that. I'm not a Yankee fan. I always liked their uniforms. I always wanted to like be a Yankee like when it came to Little League because I thought their uniforms were cool, but I have like no allegiance to the team itself. I was just happy for the guy because that is a tough market to try to satisfy. They are used to titles. The New York Yankees are synonymous with Americana. They are what people think about overseas. Oh, the Yankees. You see all the New York hats. It's everything. They are synonymous with American sports, and he is the face of that. So he had all the pressure on him in the world, obviously coming off last season, the blunders in the World Series, Joe. And it's one game, and they might lose today, and then people forget about it. But for one night, Joe, he was able to exercise his playoff demons. So it leads me to this question to you, as I say good morning to you. Who else needs to exercise some playoff demons in sports? I'm going to leave that open-ended at 888-957-9570.
You know, it's so interesting how we do the math on these things. Just in general, like who's a great playoff performer and who's not. It really is interesting. For example, Aaron Rodgers got a Super Bowl almost early in his career and then just evaded criticism for like a decade and a half when he would come up short in the playoffs time and time and time again. And it doesn't feel like we talk about him the same way we do, let's just say, a Dak Prescott, who statistically has been worse than Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, but also feels like he can't get out of his own way. Now, we would all agree, Aaron Rodgers way more talented than Dak Prescott.
I would agree with that.
Look at like all his losses.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the playoffs, he loses to lesser quarterbacks and lesser teams over and over and over again. The Niners were at the top of so many of those losses.
I was gonna say, he lost to Jimmy Garoppolo multiple times.
Kaepernick twice. He lost to Tom Brady when they should have went for it, and he leaned on LaFleur to punt the ball away, which was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
You never lean on LaFleur.
He lost when he had a big lead to Russell Wilson, right? I mean, he had so many. But he gets that early Super Bowl, and it's like none of that other stuff mattered.
And he gets all the MVPs on top of it, of course. Similarly, Brett Favre, it's almost like a parallel with their careers. It's pretty interesting, actually, right?
Steve Young was kind of the reverse. Steve Young, you know, he looked not even close to the Steve Young that he was in the regular season, back-to-back playoffs in 92 and 93, specifically in the biggest games. Now, the samples are so small, you know, you have a couple hiccups, your season's over. Barry Bonds had so many, you know, but Steve Young ended up winning a Super Bowl and, you know, got that monkey off his back, which is the famous you know, saying that he had as he's on the sidelines.
Classic.
And they hung on for dear life against the Cowboys. Barry Bonds started off his career with just awful playoff performances. But if you look at the numbers, like, yeah, the batting average isn't that bad. Like, I'm looking at him right now. You know, in 92, he did bat 261. He did hit a home run. He did have six hits in a seven-game series. It's not bad. But he really broke out in 2002. But they lost the World Series.
Yeah.
So he's remembered as kind of a playoff choker. You know, James Harden is a guy who I put in a similar category to Bonds, not necessarily equal greatness, but regular season, amazing. Come playoff time, he seems to not be able to replicate that. Chris Paul, same thing.
Mm.
LeBron, for a long time, had a lot of the Steve Young stuff. He comes up short in the clutch until he didn't, right?
Yep.
You're talking about the current athletes?
Correct.
Harden's getting up there in age, but I still think you could put Harden in this book.
Oh, after last first round when it went to seven games against the Denver Nuggets, he came up very short. Which was, you know, we were talking about it because that last game against the Warriors, he looked incredible. The overtime, Joe, he was taking over.
I think the equivalent in the NFL right now, more than Josh Allen, is Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And I think if you look at the stats, everyone, oh, Josh keeps losing. He has one of the greatest touchdown to interception ratios in playoff history, and he's actually dynamic in the playoffs. His team just loses for a variety of reasons.
Mahomes is just that guy that Brady was for all those other
and
teams.
Can
for
McDermott
so long.
Get a stop?
Exactly.
You know, but Lamar does not replicate the success statistically in the playoffs that he does in the regular season. And I think, you know, I look at baseball and I look at football because the samples are so small. You play 162 games in baseball, you have a four-game stretch that stinks, you're in trouble.
Well, I think of Lamar as it's a good one. We're talking about exercising playoff demons here on the Morning Roast. Spadoni and Shasky, 888-957-9570 is the number to get involved. You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Aaron Judge, huge performance yesterday to stave off elimination for the New York Yankees against the Toronto Blue Jays in the ALDS. You know what? We pulled the sound, and I want to play it, Joe, because when we pull sound, let's play it. I don't think I'll play this any other time. Aaron Judge's three-run home run yesterday.
Two-strike pitch. Hits a drive down the line. If it's Ferris's moment, it is! It's tied! Judge has arrived!
Joe Davis on the call, Fox Sports. Great call there. Joe Davis, I love on the baseball broadcast. He's really good, obviously, on NFL as well with Greg Olson. And that tied the game. And that was his moment yesterday. And again, just for a night. Now it's going to be do it again because you got to stave off elimination. The last thing you want is to lose your division rival Toronto Blue Jays, even though this is the first time they've ever met in the playoffs. But it's funny you bring up Lamar Jackson talking about exercising playoff demons because it's true. His first two losses, I believe, in his first two playoff appearances was to one old man, Philip Rivers, and the then San Diego Chargers. And then it was to Ryan Tannehill. And I know it was Derrick Henry, really, because he dominated. But, like, those are the quarterbacks you're losing to. And those are the teams you're losing to. The Chargers and the Titans. Not like it's the Chiefs, and it eventually would be the Chiefs. And then eventually would be the Bills. But yeah, whether we like it or not, we're going to label him like that. And
Peyton Manning was that way for a long time.
And by the way, I'm glad you bring up Peyton Manning, because we're going to have his former head coach on, Tony Dungy, at 8 o'clock.
So I always bring this guy up, and he seems to be, I think he's too controversial. He's good. He's not great. I don't love his price tag. But when you're going to look back, he's going to hold every Cowboy record of all time. Dak Prescott.
Yeah. Dak is a good one.
Dak is a good player. We talk about him like he's a scrubbini. He's not.
No.
He's just not. You know that he's about to pass like Joe Montana in the next couple of years for yardage?
That's actually pretty insane. And it's a passing league now. So
it's
I feel like we're gonna see, we're going to see that. Like Eli Manning's up there. And I don't think of him as one of the greatest passers ever. But he's up there. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I know.
Like you have to play a long time to be able to accumulate those numbers.
I always defended Dak Prescott because...
I'm not a Dak lover, by the way.
No, for sure. Nor am I. But he gets you to the playoffs. Like, he does.
That's my
point. If he stays healthy, he almost always gets you there. That for a team I've rooted for my whole life that never makes the playoffs, I don't sleep on things like that. He can get you there. Now, what does he do after it? That remains to be seen. And he'll like to exercise some playoff demons. But as you mentioned, Peyton Manning was like that forever.
A lot of guys have been.
Even the year he won, they won the whole damn thing. It wasn't like he was super impressive in the playoffs still. It was Tom Brady throwing an interception on the final drive that happened. Yeah. It was the Colts defense stepping up. It was the Colts defense stepping up against an awful Rex Grossman. And I still say, Joe, if there's any other quarterback of that Bears team, they're probably winning it down in Miami in the rain. Devin Hester, that kickoff return was so sick. And again, as you think.
Well, I mean, obviously, Kyle Shanahan.
That's the obvious one.
Here's the part that always...
He's won so many big games,
That's the part that bugs me.
Yeah.
You know, we do this thing because you didn't win it all at the very, very end, that we dismiss all the big wins along the line, like none of those other ones matter, and it just can't be... It honestly makes me angry when I feel for him. Like, is Fred Warner a loser? Because they haven't won at all. Is Patrick Willis a loser because he didn't win at all? Frank Gore's a loser because he didn't win at all?
No. Nope.
Like, think of how we do the math in these sports. Was Tony Gwynn a loser?
Hell no.
Yeah. He didn't win anything. And he went to a World Series one time.
Baseball's so interesting because you could have a Tony Gwynn or in our generation, a Mike Trout, right, that never won anything. But they're Hall of Famers.
Even Roger Clemens was a playoff loser till he ended up going to the Yankees.
Yep.
It is called the big one for a reason, though. Just saying.
What big one?
Like, you have to win the big one.
Win the big one. Yeah, no, it's true. And you can think of in golf and tennis, there's a lot of examples.
Let me push back on this.
Push back.
Let me push back on this. Yes, and there's something magical and special about it, right? There really is. There's no doubt about it. Some guys just rise to the occasion. Like, I was thinking about Jalen Hurts, right? And Jalen Hurts is just... I don't know what to make of him sometimes, but I do know this. In a huge game, I'm probably not going to bet against him.
No.
Because he's got like a mad bum-like quality where he rises to the occasion and becomes significantly better in these big one-off games, playoffs, national championship, whatever it might be, than he does during the regular season. Mad Bum wasn't a great regular season pitcher, but, you know, big game, I'm putting the ball in his hands. I know I was arguing with Evan about this, but you know, in my generation, Curt Schilling, Andy Pettit. Now, I don't think they're Hall of Famers. Curt Schilling, maybe way more so than Andy Pettit. But in a big game, I know that guy's going to give me seven innings and hand the ball to my bullpen, and I probably have the lead.
For the 5-1-0 and the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's tax line, the 49ers need to exercise the demons as a whole, the entire franchise. But in fairness, I think of playoff shortcomings as guys that just get into the playoffs and just crumble immediately.
James Harden is a great example.
Yes.
James Harden just cannot replicate the regular season success in the playoffs. Can he?
No. I don't know why it is.
I'll tell you why. It's because the style of play in the playoffs is different. When you are game planning in a seven-game series to slow someone down as opposed to a one-off. See, this is where the NBA, it's so funny.
But as a sixth man, he played well in the playoffs when he was with the Thunder. I know it's a different role than we all
remember. He was 20.
I know. But
so
I'm just saying,
35?
I've seen it happen. So it's not like it might just be more mental than anything.
Joe, I think Ryan Russillo is a great example of someone who watches every single regular season basketball game and for the life of him cannot understand that in a 7-game series, when you are looking at the video and the whiteboard and you are strategically slowing down every single set, that if you're an ISO player who plays with the ball in your hand until the last 4 seconds of a shot clock, you are infinitely more easy to guard in a 7-game series, then hey, I flew in for one night. We barely did a walkthrough. We kind of have, you know, like a 40-minute, you know, presentation on how to defend you tonight. Not we are maniacally thinking about how to stop you every single game.
He was
Tracy McGrady, same thing.
Well, this was his game log for going James Harden. Right now we're talking about exercising playoff demons as Aaron Judge, who has been very poor in the playoffs with the New York Yankees, had a 3-run home run to tie the game yesterday after being down 5 runs. Yankees extending that series in the ALDS against the Blue Jays. Who else needs to exercise playoff demons currently? You can bring up some past guys, too, that never were able to, like Greg Norman's of the world. If you want to go individual sports, golf, I always think
that's
of.
A good one.
He won 2 majors, but he left a lot on the table.
Phil was that way forever.
Phil.
You know, it's just, I find the NBA is so funny because unlike the other sports, you have these regular season teams, right? Again, it's one-offs.
Yeah.
Whereas in the playoffs, it's a completely different sport. It's a 7-game series. At least in baseball, you know, a 7-game series is not equivalent to a 3 or 4-game series that you would have, but it's more equivalent. There's almost nothing that is replicable about the postseason for the regular season of the NBA.
This was James Harden's game log in the playoffs last year.
I mean, they don't even officiate the same way.
Well, James Harden, game one, it was overtime. Remember, it was an incredible game. They lost to the Denver Nuggets. He was 11 of 22, 4 of 9 from beyond the arc, 32 points. It was great. Second game, they won. Third game, they won. The Clippers were up 2-1 in this series.
Joe, who wins in the playoffs?
The better players and better team, usually?
No, the better teams.
Okay.
Not the best player, but generally, it's a false.
Well, the Denver Nuggets did have the best player in that series, though. And that was the difference.
Okay. Nikola Jokic. Teams win and lose. Like
correct.
That's what makes a 7-game series in the NBA so unique.
But in the NBA, the cream almost always rises. And the best collection of players, the Oklahoma City Thunder were the best collection of players, easily. And that's why they won the whole damn thing.
Yeah, because they're a team. But
yes, I'm saying it's a collection. Yes, to your point, it's not like a team like I never thought the New York Giants were the best team in the NFL.
Joe, when
they won
their two. Teams win and lose.
I know.
LeBron James, there's an argument to be made. He was the best player for 17 straight years. And
yes.
He's got, what, 4 championships?
Yes.
Right? So, like, teams win and lose. That's who wins. Especially, I mean, gosh, if anyone should know this, it would be Warrior fans. Like, we put together yes, Steph Curry is individually amazing. Absolutely amazing. Teams win and lose top to bottom. We know how difficult it is. You need 7 guys, 8 guys humming. And even then, you're maybe only going to get 3 or 4 that are humming on any given night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.